Do you enjoy playing relaxing puzzle games on your phone? I do. It's even better when they're free and you can collect prizes along the way. Welcome to Two Dots. I have been playing Two Dots to relax my mind, unwind, and there's something very methodical about it. The premise of the game is you connect dots horizontally, vertically, but never diagonally. And you head from level to level. And as I mentioned, you do collect points along the way if you are into that. More than 5,000 puzzles to keep you engaged and relaxed after a very long day. Uniquely designed challenges, game modes, and levels to choose from based on what adventure you are into. And by the way, you can download it for free right now on your Android phone or iOS. I also like the color template of this game. It's giving me very like pastel-y vibes. So yeah, I think you're going to enjoy it too. If you are ready to kick back and unwind, download Two Dots for free on Android and iOS and start connecting.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From the best, baby. If you're going to rock that Behind the Velvet Rope mug, well, the hell with it. I'm putting on the Sarah Fraser Show t-shirt.
You are. I have a little penguin joining us here today.
Oh, I love the penguin.
You know, listen, girl, we have to start. We have some housekeeping to take care of.
All right. Well, let's start with the housekeeping because I always love catching up with you, finding out what's going on. So much goes down with all of our listeners during the week. I love it. The love, the hate, the visceral. Tell me.
It's okay. Listen, here's where I want to start. Now, every time I insult all the other Bravo podcast people, they don't seem to like it. But here's the thing. We love our Carlos King. Love. Up and Adam has been very good to Behind the Velvet Rope personally. We get a shout out every time he talks about us.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
We have a great relationship with Kempire. And
shout out to Kempire.
And I find that Casey Wilson over there, that Casey Wilson, little comedian, she's very funny with that Danielle Schneider. Other than that, I find we can scrap all the other Bravo podcasts. Now, here's the thing.
You listeners
must not be getting something from all these other Bravo podcasts because the amount of DMs, Sarah, the amount of DMs that I have gotten demanding, urging, begging, screaming of when Sarah and David are going to cover Tom and Ariana. Now, the day has come. Today's the day. But I'm putting this back on everyone else listening. You must not be getting something from all these other podcasts because you seem to not be holding your breath. And listen, I say this very humbly. This is a humble statement, believe it or not. That we've waited for this day because these thousands of DMs. When are you and Sarah going to cover this? There must be something that the others are not breaking down. There must be something unique in the sauce here that we are serving, Sarah. And thank you. This is all positive, but these have been, listen.
Well, you know I can tell you why. Yeah, keep going.
Tell me why.
Well, because there's a couple of things that make you and I unique and our takes, I think. And I don't want to say, you know, I agree with you. Shout out to all those people. And there's a few other Bravo podcasters I like. But
really?
Just a couple, but I don't listen to a ton, not because I don't want to support them, but I don't want to my opinion. But you and I are insiders. Look, I have been in radio. I started in radio broadcasting with celebrities, just from Justin Bieber to Rihanna, coming on Hot 99.5, The Kane Show, giving exclusives. That was my job as a celebrity reporter.
She interviewed Bieber, guys. Bieber.
When Bieber was 15 and his manager.
Have you seen that body?
Oh my God, he's so hot. You know, but at the time they were like, he's going to be a huge star. I was like, oh, please. I mean, he didn't even have any hair on his balls. And they kept saying, oh, he's going to be great. He's going to be, like, oh, please. I was wrong. But I've had this long time, you know, I know who to call, you know who to call. We're insiders, we're friends with these people. But even more than that, your law background makes you unique as a podcaster. You can see things as a producer. You've worked in HR, you've worked for famous people, you know how the back end works. And that's what people are asking for. They know that you're
a business.
And even more, because you're way bigger in the Bravo world. You know, I love TLC. Like, my dream is to go to Kentucky and meet the 1,000-pound sisters. You are much more of an insider in Bravo. I mean, people don't understand. Like, you are the source that people leak things to, that these housewives themselves. And we'll talk about it. I mean, you broke the Jill Zarin legacy. R-H-O-N-Y legacy is toast. And you broke that story about Jill and the salary long before anybody else. And you know I love my queen. I love me some Dumois. And you are going to be on that podcast. But do got it after you. I mean, that's why people come to us. Like, you get such exclusive. And I'm actually...
People break things to me and I can't even talk about them because it's going to be so traceable. They're going to be... And then I still don't know. I'm like... Why are you telling me this? Like, do you want me to leak this? I'm so confused sometimes. I'm so confused.
And I'm even this whole Raquel, aka Rachel, really, Tom, Ariana, I want you to tell me all the backstory because, yes, I know them. Yes, I have followed. Yes, I have spent two fucking days of my life. I mean, I'm a mother, y'all, reading this shit, following every damn video. But you have insider information. I mean, you and Lala have had multiple conversations online and off. So you tell me where you want to start. But that's why people are dying to hear our opinions.
And here is the other thing. Like, look, could we start doing, you know, YouTube lives? I don't know. Is there a money play there?
Yeah.
Let's talk about it offline. Sorry, everyone. That's just, we're operating at five
Maybe
cylinders here. I have no time. But here's the thing. Like, and I just want to say this too. Like, if anyone today, after listening to this podcast, goes out and goes to the doctor and gets a cancer diagnosis, or tomorrow, your mother, yes, warning, trigger warning, everyone, trigger warning, because Sarah's like reacting, trigger warning.
You know, the trigger warnings don't work either. I don't want to get into it.
Oh,
but
okay, well, I don't even care about that.
Study?
This is not, put
Keep
on the
going.
Big girl pants, and guys, this is reality here. If anyone's mother or father, if you are lucky enough, and at least, I mean, a lot of people listening to this are not lucky enough to have both parents. If you have both parents and one of them gets a cancer diagnosis tomorrow, if your child goes to school tomorrow and does not come home,
no,
I know. Thank you for your reaction. These are emergencies. Everything I just mentioned was an emergency. The child, Sarah's about to cry. I'm sorry I made you cry. The child, the cancer, these are emergencies, and let's have an emergency. Calm down. Well, all these are the Bravo emergency episode. Another emergency episode. Now we have a bulletin. Shh. Breathe in. Hold it. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. We have gotten through Erica and Tom's divorce. We have gotten through two Ronies and the entire cast of Rony being fired. We're gonna get through this. I'm sorry for all those dramatic examples,
but there are
emergency meetings and episodes and our regularly scheduled. Listen, I mean, we can do that, sure. But first of all, there's a lot of you by the time you're listening to this that you're heading into probably the phase of like, you know, we can't talk about this forever. Now, we're going to talk about this for a while. We've got a lot to say, and it's an ever-changing story. You know, I just want to start by saying, like, I think Erica Jane and The Tale of Two Ronies broke me. Those are the last two things. I say this all the time, that really shocked me.
Okay.
I don't think I've been shocked since that has happened. Like, does this shock me?
No. It doesn't shock me. Does it shock you?
No. No.
I can tell you right now, unless you guys have some sort of incredible agreement, someone that's with you for 9 years that hasn't proposed, that isn't, you know, isn't begging you to get married. Again, some people
don't. Well, Ariana has always said, I mean, that's another thing to your point. Ariana has said, like, I don't want to get married.
All right.
And so, like, they had differences of that apparently, and differences of like their views on children, and it's like
everything.
Yeah,
apparently.
It doesn't shock me, right?
No, it doesn't shock me at all. Most people, because we're probably pre-programmed by society, want to get married. They do, even though, you know, 50% will get divorced. I don't know if I'll be married in 5 years. I love my husband. I love my schman, but who knows? But I just, this relationship to me, it's dragged on and on and on. It's not shocking. To your point, thank you for saying that, because there are way bigger things. And I mean, I just said a prayer while you were saying that, like, may God protect all of our listeners and us, like, always, always,
yes.
Always. That's all I want. Like, I want all our listeners and us to be safe. So you're right. Like, but it has been nonstop. My feed has been non-fucking-stop with this stupidness and people coming for Andy Cohen, like, insensitive. Who cares? Who cares? You know, this Andy's, of course, loving this. This has ensured multiple more seasons of Vanderpump Rules. But no, is this that shocking? No. And when you go back and see all the pictures of Raquel and Tom, I don't know, hanging out, promoting things flirtily, it's like, okay, is this that big? Like, I'm not shocked. I'm sorry. I'm not.
I mean, yeah. And like, okay, before we get into Tom and what I think is a midlife crisis, and I have a word narcissist that I want to throw around, like, I do have a lot to say, guys.
Oh, all right.
It's not like I don't.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, so I guess what we just wanted, I wanted to start with the housekeeping of, like, you know.
That's good. I appreciate that.
We're getting to this, but those are the emergencies that I would like. I mean, you know, when something happens to one of our listeners like that, we could have an emergency episode and have a vigil and lend our support. This wasn't that. It's a big deal, I guess. You know, first of all, before I even get into that, why are people saying that Andy Cohen, to what extent that he's insensitive? Like, I don't even know. Like, why are they saying this?
Well, I don't know. Was Ariana or Raquel on
Watch What Happens Live recently?
Sheena and Raquel were.
That's apparently the night that Sheena punched her in the face. She punched her in the face.
People thought that Andy was, like, insensitive, I guess, about some comment that he made to them, like, on Watch What Happens. I think it was just...
Well, nobody knew about it at the time.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's more like people feel like Andy's basking in all this drama, that Andy knows more than he's, like, letting on. I don't know if Andy knows more than he's letting on or not. I think Andy's sitting at home like, oh my God, this is ratings fucking gold. Like, I have the greatest producer luck of anyone on the planet. Like, God has touched my producer.
Although, like, he doesn't have a piece of VPR. Like, he's not the producer.
Oh, he's not?
No. Oh. Lisa is. So let's get into that in a few minutes.
Oh, well, she's loving it.
Look,
okay.
It's certainly good for a network that has seen better days. You know what I mean? Now,
well,
but
end
this
the
is
show.
Why-
end the show. I mean, haven't we said multiple times on this podcast, this season was it? This was make or break. If it wasn't, I mean, it's made it. So we're all good, but...
Listen, Sarah, a few weeks ago, I apologized. Before this, I want everyone to go back and listen. I think it was like the week of the 27th. Yes, the week of the 27th of February. I did a formal apology before any of this to Vanderpump Rules, because this was, to me, the best show that was ever on Bravo. Really, this really was. And then we had, I think, season 8 was horrible and season 9 was horrible. And this year, I thought it was great even before this. That's my opinion. So I apologize. You said you never really got into it, but this, Sarah, let's rewind. Before we get to let's rewind.
Okay.
This is a show, like, with all this fake shit, with this Robin, who doesn't even talk about this alleged affair that Juan had, and Atlanta is a bunch of bullshit, and the OC, it's like, we have so many franchises where we are getting watered down fluff. Back in the day, say you had the royalty, the king and queen of Vanderpump Rules, Stassi and Jax. Now, we knew Jax was a dog. We knew Jax stuck his dick into everything. I mean, Laura Lee blew him in the damn bathroom at Sir. However, Jax, at one point, the height of it, was accused of sleeping with his best friend, Tom Sandoval. The same Tom that we're talking about. His best friend's girlfriend, Kristen Doty. There was this rumor that Jax cheated on Stassi and slept with his best friend Tom's girlfriend, Kristen. And Kristen also happened to be best friends with Stassi. That is so incestuous. And they denied it. And they denied it. And they denied it. And then guess what? Seasons later, it's actually true. Then Stassi slapped Kristen in the face. But it was true. Oh my God. And then Tom and Kristen break up. And then Tom then starts dating Ariana, who he already knew and had a flirtation. So this is all so incestuous right to begin with. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, sure.
And then you have this newbie, this British punk named James Kennedy that knows Lisa. So he's going to come on and he's probably has a girlfriend down the street. No, he starts dating Kristen, the one that just slept with Jax that Tom broke up with. So now James, this newbie punk, is now in the mix with someone else's ex. And somehow Tom and him are buddies. Nobody cares. And Tom and Jax are still friends. And Kristen and Stassi get over it. So for all this fake shit, this is why, Sarah, maybe you now see, this is why
I appreciate
this
that.
Was so great, like in the day, because it was just organic that this group, no one was, look, you can say to someone, like, I mean, Misha Barton, it recently came out, her manager or agent at the time said, you should sleep with Leonardo. She was 18. He was like 40, that you should sleep with this guy for your career. So it's like, yeah. Right. So like the producers, you know, they tap, 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 as Kim likes to say. And Catherine Edwards says, attaboy. And they can suggest things to you, but I don't think the producers can openly say, go and fuck that person so we can have a storyline. So this was happening. True fucking of all your friends and your ex-friends and affairs right before our very eyes, all within a group of like 9 strong personalities. It was so, you couldn't script this gold. It was gold. Seasons 1 through 7, and then 8 and 9 were trash. And this season, I thought before this, we still got back to some of the core, but now with this, like, this is vintage VPR. So as I say this with a smile on my face, not wishing harm upon anyone, how can you, like, of all the, Tom can go stick his dick into anyone else if he wants to cheat on Ariana. You have to do it with Raquel, who's on the show. And by the way, Raquel was just dating James, the same British punk I just described, who was fucking Kristen. And I mean, you pick someone in the group? Like, I know. This is like history repeating itself. So this, Sarah, to answer your question, is why I said Vanderpump Rules is the best show that ever was on Bravo. And now this is it. Everyone is complaining about all the fake shit and Robin, why didn't you tell us? And we will never see Legacy on our TV screens. And now we have Atlanta with, like, I mean, She by Sheree 20 years later. Woohoo! Like, it's a bunch of like made up. And I mean, God, now we're like re-editing the OC to make Taylor a housewife. And I mean, that ain't a good sign. I mean, we have nothing left here. We're out of gas with these shows.
You're
girl.
Absolutely we're out of gas. Right. No, you're 100% correct. When you broke it down for me this weekend like that, I was like, okay. This is really, really, really TV gold, because you're right. It is like nearly impossible to find that in real life and be authentic, and to think that this friend group for 9 years, I mean, basically is like living like a polygamous cult, essentially, where they're just all fucking each other. I mean, you know, when they could literally leave the ranch here in West Hollywood and have anyone else, but they don't. They're at Schwartz and Sandy's blowing each other. I mean, it is wild. And I don't know. I actually am thinking about going back to episode season 1 and just like watching all the way through and giving my hot take, because
you should.
I have to agree with you. I mean, we had the third part 3 of RHOP, you know, recently air the reunion, and it's just like, does anyone, I mean, we're so like that whole reunion for those, it's pulling at fucking straw, like at Chris, that nothing happened. And literally the reunion was over and over again of these stupid rumors about Chris that never existed. And then, you know, that Candy Gal is broke and we know she's not. Yeah. When you put it up against now, unfortunately.
These people are fucking. They are fucking each other.
I know. They're wearing magic necklaces to signal one another's love. I mean, it is.
And by the way, Kristen, the girl that Tom left her for with Ariana, is now like, because Kristen has broken her silence, you know, she came right on way weeks ago when this happened, like saying like she's with Ariana. So that's the thing. It's not like housewife. I don't know if it's because they're younger. Housewives, you do this in, look, Vanderpump doesn't speak to Richards, Reza and MJ, they're coming back together now. Like, you come back together, but this is like literally, this is actual sex and cheating and everyone's best friends. So like the Kristen, the girl we started with, is at Ariana's side. The whole reason that her relationship with Tom, the love of her life at that point, she's their best friends now. It's like, that's the great thing about it. Kristen's not even on the show. She's still in. They're still in this group. Stassi, Jax, they're still all talk to each other. It's not, for the most part. You know what I mean? That is the great. It's so organic. You cannot script that, tap someone on the shoulder, tell them what to say. Now, there are some fake things that were existing in this show before this season. This was, I know for a fact. That they were paid very little this season. I know this for a fact.
Wow, really? Their biggest season yet? Wow. Okay.
Well, yeah.
They didn't know that was going to happen. But
right. And then now cameras are back up, which we'll talk about that, because cameras are back up with Drew and Ralph in Atlanta. Maybe this is the new trend, as it should be. I don't know. Maybe they are getting paid more now, but they, going into this season after two miserable seasons with ratings, they were told make or break this, figure it out, kids, because this is over. Vanderpump was not paid a dollar for this. She was paid a lot. But my sources, from very reliable sources, were that the salaries here all went to Miss Vanderpump. And I think they were just like, we can't afford to keep the damn show on the air. You're all taking a pay cut and getting nothing, basically, to come back and figure this shit out. But yes, they have figured it out. And yeah, this is coming back, and it's coming back. We just bought ourselves like 3 years, 4 years here, guys.
And what do you make of, I believe, so Lisa Vanderpump is returning to Watch What Happens Live, or May.
By the time everyone hears this, she'll already have done, right? So then,
was that an emergency invite, or was that always scheduled?
I think it was always maybe scheduled. I think she was going to be on this season. I don't know about that week that she was on, but sure enough, let's bump that up and get her. And then Andy's also, I mean, it's going to be, by the time everyone hears this, they will already been out. Andy's was tweeting. Yeah, Andy was on all weekend, Instagram, when this first happened. And then, you know, he even said, I can't, you know, and Lisa's like, my heart can't take it. Like, I can't. I mean, what does LVP think? She's there. I mean, listen, at the end of the day, when you say, like, do I think Lisa would come back to Beverly Hills Housewives? And look, I think she would, but this is why she doesn't need to. I mean, she's paid really well to helm this show and be in it for 3 seconds, an episode. And just imagine, Sarah, like you and I have pitched many ideas for, imagine if your role in a show was just looking down and helping all the kids that are going through. You had a front row seat to this. Your name was on the show and you were making a lot of money from it.
Dream.
It's a great job. I'm not sure. And listen, when I saw Lisa last summer in the Hamptons, I saw Lisa and Ken, just, you know, off the record, they were like, look, like, I mean, Lisa's writing a book. I mean, I think that's a known fact. I don't think I'm spilling anything I shouldn't be. They were like, no, she doesn't really miss it. Look, I do think she talks a lot about Beverly Hills Housewives. Yes. And I do think she would go back if the money were right and the cast were right. But this is why LVP, I mean, she has a show named after her. I mean, imagine if the Sarah Fraser show existed on Bravo and it was a bunch of like 19-year-olds and 20-year-olds running around fucking each other. And all you had to do is come in and be Mama Sarah and give your advice and blow out.
The dream.
Your salary was so high. Yeah.
The dream.
Yeah.
I'm on a customer service kick right now. Customer service means so much to me. And Uplift Desk has a 4.9 Google rating on their customer service and thousands of five-star reviews. Oh my God, sign me up. Actually, I already own their stuff, so I'm here. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS right now to save 5% off your entire order. This company is so customer service based. You can do everything by customizing the color, the type of top material you want for your desk. Schwann has their standing desk, and I have their ergonomic Invoke chair, which I love. My foot pain has gone away. My back pain has gone away from using their products. Go and check them out. If you've never heard of them, you're about to fall in love. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS for 5% off your order. That's upliftdesk.com to get 5% off your entire order with the promo code TSFS. Are you trying to lose weight and keep it off for good? If you were like me, I have done every fad diet under the sun, and I started dieting when I was just 12 years old. I gained and lost 150 pounds from the ages of 12 to 28 when I finally got off the yo-yo dieting train. Well, if I had known of Dr. Aplin and MyOptimalBody.com, my life would have been a lot easier, and I would have resolved my weight issues without doing drugs like Ozempic. Fine if you're on them, but if they're not working for you or you don't want to try them, MyOptimalBody.com has incredible success rates. Go to their website, check out their reviews, and see people who have had lasting weight loss change. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment. Be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment plus a free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for their customized plan. Again, that's MyOptimalBody.com. To request an appointment. Go there now and let me know what you think. Are you trying to conceive? Have you tried a lot of things, don't know a reliable supplement to take? Well, I'm introducing you to You Natural. It's spelled EU Natural. They're on Amazon, and they have a conception for her formula and a conception for him, which, by the way, has over 23,000 five-star reviews on Amazon, and now I'm taking it. Very easy to take because, you know, sometimes multivitamins are tough. Well, this one is awesome, has a great vanilla flavor. I take it with food. And right now, when you go to Amazon and you buy any You Natural product or their bundle, put in the code FRASER20, get 20% off. I'm so excited for you guys to be on this journey with me to conceive, and this can give you the extra boost that you need. So order right now. Check out EU Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 to get 20% off their conception bundle or your entire order. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off the conception bundle with the promo code FRASER, FRASER20, FRASER20.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
All right. Well, I want to go back. What do you think? You know, so supposedly Tom and Raquel have been having sex for 6 months. Okay. So we're talking, when did this start? September? Like, you know, what do you think? And there's all kinds, everybody's coming out of the woodwork. You know, Tom, I guess, you know, Ariana's had depression issues. Her grandpa, like one of her grandparents, is unwell. To your point, she never really wanted to get married. I don't know if she wants to have kids or not. I mean, you know, what do you think, where do you think this broke down? Because I guarantee you, and I'm sure you've had friends over the years, I've had friends who found out their significant other was cheating on them. I mean, they always have an inkling, always. They always in their gut know something is up. I mean, there's even a story now that Raquel stayed over at their house and Ariana found Tom exiting her room at 4 a.m. where he said he was bringing her like a glass of water or something, or he heard her up. I mean, that right there is like, no. I mean, you know, if she was staying at their house, she was, you know, recovering from an illness. She just had chemo or something. And she, okay, sure. But he's leaving her room at 4 a.m. And, you know, that wasn't like that. So I'm just saying to you, did you see any red flags? Did you hear any rumblings 6 months ago, September 2022?
I mean, the one thing I have to say, because now people are saying this I don't agree with from my knowledge. Like, the Tom Schwartz thing that she kissed Tom, to me and my sources, that
Ariana kissed nothing, Tom or
no,
Raquel.
Okay. So that's like on the show, and that was like leaked to the press when they were filming and it was happening. That, from my sources, and I've heard this at the time, has nothing to do with this. Like, people are now saying that like Tom Schwartz was a like decoy, that he kissed her to like hide this. I was told from that, like the whole Sheena wedding, because that's where a lot of stuff went down at Sheena's wedding. I know a lot of people that were at Sheena's wedding that are both on the show, former castmates, and people that were at Sheena's wedding that I'm friends with. So I have actual friends. Let me just break this news. I have friends that attended Sheena's wedding. That has nothing to do with this. I've talked to castmates that have attended Sheena's wedding, and I have talked to people that were castmates. I mean, there's only three, Brittany, Kristen, and Jax. Let's just leave it at that, guys. That were at Sheena's wedding. Everyone I know says that Tom Schwartz and Raquel was a total like set up by producers, like, we need a fucking storyline. The two of you are going to kiss. And that's what I was told. So that whole thing, I believe from my sources, has nothing to do with this, that is truly fake, always was fake. And producers are like, we need some drama. And that was leaked of like drama. Do you see what I'm saying? That like Schwartz was never interested in her and vice versa. And yes, they've done interviews and Watch What Happens. Please. These people are experts. You could do an interview and lie about everything.
Schwartzy knew this was happening, right? Schwartz, because of course Tom and Tom are well into business partners here. So
I mean, that's what we are.
Is that what we think?
I mean, I think he knew, but I just want to know, what did he know? And we have so much. We're going to have to continue this conversation of our next episode too. This is going to go, I mean, we're not done right now, but this is like, because then we have to get into the businesses and all. We have so much to cover.
Schwartz.
But I mean, I think he knew, but like, to what extent did he know? Like, the thing is, and that's the other thing. And then we have to get into PR,
her alleged leaked PR plan. I want to know your thoughts.
Because I know Tom's PR and her PR, the old one. Let's get into that in a second, too. But, like, that's the thing. Before, I mean, we'll see, you know, everyone's listening to this. But, like, the rumor was in the beginning, like, that this 6 months and they're in love. Like, this isn't, like, I mean, that's the thing. This isn't, like, I cheated on someone. So it's, like, are you in love with this person? Are you? Because when you're talking about PR situations, that don't, you know, listen, I mean, I guess to answer your question before we even get to any of that, I don't know. Tom and Ariana haven't seemed, they were always a different type of couple, right? They really were, in a way, my type of couple, like independent. You say everybody wants to get married. I don't really know if I want to ever get married. With like an actual legal commitment. I don't think so, girl. You know, you could have a significant other without getting married. Goldie and Kurt, have you ever heard of them?
Yes, years and years. Yeah.
But so I kind of got their relationship, like, which wasn't conventional, but very independent, time alone. I mean, Ariana's come out as bisexual before. Like, so I was kind of like,
ding, ding, ding. That answers a lot too.
But I mean,
I didn't know that. I forgot that.
I mean, she hasn't mentioned this in a long time, but I assume, you know, once you listen again, people declare things every day. I'd like to know sometimes what that means. I mean, I can tell you I'm gay. That's 100% accurate
like
statement.
We don't get together. I don't get any vibes that you want to fuck me. I don't think you're interested.
I'm going to pass, but I've enjoyed my nights out in LA with you. You know, they've been fun. We had a great dinner wherever we went last time. Il Cielo, Kyle Richards' favorite place. Oh, my God.
We had the best time at Craig's. We ran into that guy that's in Hacks. And David kept saying to me, oh, God, he's not an actor. I go, he's an actor. He's in Hacks.
Does Heather McDonald eat anywhere on her nights out when she travels an hour to go out in West Hollywood? Because she lives far away. No offense, Heather girl. But she goes
she
to
that's the only valley.
Place she only goes out in Craig's. That's the only place she goes. Same with Jeff Lewis. Anyway,
it's
just
a hot
letting
spot.
You know.
Craig's is where just the food's
it's still a hot
good.
Spot.
The food's
it's still
good.
A hot spot.
I love
Craig's. My friend was there the other night. He's like, Paris Hilton's there. I'm like, I'm not Craig's. Running over just because Paris is there, guys.
Craig's is a fantastic night out in Los Angeles. We gotta go more often. We gotta go more often. We never do.
I mean, I'm also in New York City, so it would have required a plane. But anyway, so like, I don't know. They did seem just. Listen, I don't know. They seem disconnected as of late, but they were never that lovey-dovey. But you felt they had a strong relationship. But no, it doesn't shock me. I would be shocked, to be honest with you. You know, you asked me what shocks me. If Lisa Vanderpump announced that her and Ken Todd at 70 or 60, whatever, are splitting, that Lisa is just the next 10 years of her life, she would like to be single away from Ken. That would actually shock me, guys. That would shock me. Kyle and Mauricio, not so much. Eric,
I'm
telling
lots
you.
Of rumors about that. Erica and Tom shocked me because.
She broke me. It shocked
that
me.
That broke me. Because to this day, I believe. Again, I don't know EJ. You all know I'm team EJ. But I believe that Tom is the love of EJ's life. I think that she like turned a blind eye, whether he, clearly he bought his mistress a oceanfront property in Santa Monica. But I don't think EJ even cared. I think she was so in love with Tom, in love with the fact that he, we thought, was this just huge Hollywood player and was that old school, you're probably not going to get again, you know, part of the country club. I mean, he was Hollywood, you know, everybody from, you know, who was the fabulous, you know, who's the fabulous attorney you had on, Gloria Allred. I mean, you know, like Gloria said, I mean, he was just like it. In Los Angeles, you know,
and also
Tom knew
Erica's cold. She is cold, so like, it made sense that
she's
they
in
were,
love with him.
Like,
yes,
he's cold, and she's cold. Like I'm like a cold person, so
yeah,
you know there
cracks that shell of yours and gets to that heart. I mean, they will forever be your love because you are not that person. Like I meet many people I could like run off with, but I'm very much like I burn hot and then I'm cold. Like I am very attracted to people and into them. But then like after like a week, I'm like, eh.
Right. Me too. Like, I mean, I meet many people that I want to fuck around with and then I do. And then I'm like, yeah, I mean, now I have to talk to you and this isn't going to work.
Yeah, exactly.
You have to leave. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be an asshole. It's just, you're annoying me, but shame on me for the fact that everyone annoys me because I'll die alone. I can't change that. It's just a fact. Anyway.
Well, okay.
But
wait.
So, no, I think Erica and him were pretty well matched as well.
Do you want to get into, I mean, do you want to get into like the PR plan? Again, we're going to have to make a part two of this, but do you want to talk about this alleged leaked PR?
I think we do. Okay. I think we do PR next time.
Okay. Because it's a big one. Yeah.
We have to do PR next time. We have to do the business. We have to do Yelp. I've never seen Yelp basically
yes.
shut down there. We have to do all of that.
Yes.
We have to do more on LVP. But I just feel before we go, we just need to sit in the fact that it doesn't really shock me. And because of this incestuous group, I just can't believe, like you said, like, guys, I mean, I know you all might have visions. Like anyone who's not been to Cal, like we have people, Sarah, that are listening to us literally from Australia, in Africa, literally, this isn't
yeah.
like a humble, this is, so there are many people listening
we're
that have
worldwide.
Never been.
Yeah.
We like watch these places online. No, it really is what you think. I mean, there are people, 25,000 people you can fuck outside the left door instead of going within the group.
So many like, people in California. Yeah. So many people in Los Angeles. So many.
Yeah, and I do have a filthy mouth, guys. So anyone that's, you know, turned off by my disgusting sex talk, I'm sorry. This isn't the podcast for you.
I do have a filthy
mouth. But you know what I mean? But like, so it's just how, that's what I'm more, and it just, this is brings me into, look, I don't want to criticize people.
Sure.
Because maybe they're in love. But like, I do think, you know, people are calling this like a midlife crisis. This is the age. He's 38. That's considered midlife, you know? You know, she's 28. It's just like, what? Look, I think Tom Sandoval is... here's the thing. Kim D throws around the word. This is a crazy place to end because we're ending on a cliffhanger now. Kim D says that Teresa's a narcissist. I don't really think so. She says Louis is a narcissist. I don't really think so. I think Louis is strange and has some underhanded. I hope the whole thing doesn't come crashing down for Teresa. I don't think his business practices are so kosher.
he has just exactly what Jen Shah has. Only, maybe he's a little bit more transparent up front, which is essentially he's getting your information and then reselling it as
the
leads.
Money makes, it makes no sense to me. But like, I don't know. But like, why is no one? I mean, I saw one person. I think Tom Sandoval is like small-dicked, like narcissist complex. Like,
you know,
look. And I'm not saying Raquel is innocent. I'm not. I'm just saying like, I don't know. Like here, you know, some people they're trying to. That's we're going to get into the PR of how they're trying to paint her. I don't think there's any. I think it takes two to tango. But like. I don't really, I just think this is Tom. I mean, you did this with Ariana, and I think Tom is like rock star. Let me put on my white nail polish. And again, I'm not saying Raquel's innocent, but I just think like in 10 years, like, you know, he wants someone to like bow down to the dick and like, oh, Tom, you're so like Raquel is more of an innocent babe in the woods compared to Ariana. So if that's your thing, I mean, that's not really love. That's like adoration and infatuation. And that's you being an insecure tool douchebag. If that's what you need to fill your insides. I don't know if that's him, but it's not. I'm not sure that it's not him. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not sure it's not him. And also next time. Yeah.
Go on. No, I don't know enough about Tom or Tom's personality to say if he's a narcissist or not, you know, because yeah, I've been super into all this, but I haven't, as you know, been a huge fan of the show prior. I don't know. It's just, it's not that shocking to me. I guess, you know, the part, like you said, it's so incestuous, which is very fascinating because they could get anyone else. But in a way, it reminds me, lots of times Hollywood affairs that we've seen, like Arnold Schwarzenegger comes to mind, who, you know, had the love affair with his housekeeper, and then they had that son together. You know, lots of times it's people that kind of know you, because there's like a level of trust, you know, and we know Ariana basically, I guess, probably had this suspicion, but really it was confirmed when she picks up Tom's phone, it falls out of his pocket at a show and happens to be open. She starts scrolling through and there is a video, FaceTime recorded video of Raquel basically like finger banging herself or whatever. So that was, you know, I think lots of times you hook up with people in your immediate circle because there's a level of like trust. We're going through this experience together. I can trust you, versus if you do it with a stranger, you probably know they're immediately going to Daily Mail or coming on our podcast or whatever and spilling secrets. So, and it kind of worked. I mean, 6 months is a long time when you're as famous as they are and filming and no one outed them. I mean, it's a
lot. But what a great, and we have to talk also next time about, you know, Raquel's motivations. There's a lot of people that, and we also have to talk next time about the cast reaction. Like, I this is a whole conversation we don't have time for now. Like, I don't know why the white Kanye, DJ James Kennedy, is so, I mean, he's like outraged. Kanye. No, that's like what he calls himself. This isn't me being, this is, oh yeah, he used to, I mean, yeah, no, this is what Mr. Please. Kennedy, I'm sorry, I have a soft spot for James Kennedy. I like, listen, maybe this is why I like Jeff Lewis, Kelly Dodd. I mean, I have an ego that's like in your face. Like, I guess I kind of like that kind of personality. I just love James, like when he's like just so self-assured. But anyway, James is so outraged. It's like, you weren't dating Raquel. Like, you've already moved on. Your girlfriend Allie is on the show. Like, there's no like timeline where you were necessarily cheated on. He's so outraged. Like, it is, I just think, like, James, that's the thing. You talk about Andy doesn't have a piece of the show. I think James, I mean, James probably the most, because Lala really is very, you know, loyal to Ariana. But like, you mean to tell me if you're not involved in this, like Sheena, if this isn't your mess, you ain't going home in fucking getting on your knees and looking up and saying, thank you fucking God. Like if you're James Kennedy, thank you God. Like
they all are.
I just got another $500,000 over the next four or 5 years.
Easily.
Thank you. They are thrilled. I'm sorry.
You're talking millions. You're talking millions. Appearances. You're talking cameos. You're talking. They have never been more relevant. All of them.
Since the beginning.
Jax, Stassi. You know, like I mean, they're all like. Even though I know they're not on the show, I mean, you even wonder with something as big as this, do they find a way to bring them back in some way, shape, or form? It would not shock me because I don't know. People forget so easily. You know, could I see Jax coming back in some form and weighing back in? Yeah, 100%. I could.
Well, here, let's start on let's end on a hate note. I will say this before. I think Stassi and Jax and Kristen would absolutely never be fired. Like, if all this came out now, I'm not saying should or should not be fired. I'm just saying the executives, like you like to say when we started that I think like an executive, I think the executives now in 2023, if this all came out and all that happened with Faith, I'm not saying they shouldn't fire these people. I'm just saying I don't think they would now. That's because we're in a different time of cancel culture. Not that we should be. I just think as an executive, the executives would, like they've been doing for 30 years, not sensitive to other issues, just say, so I don't even think they would be fired today, these three people. That's my thing. But there you go. End on the hate. Drop the bombs on me. We got to continue this next time. We didn't even get to like these false Mary Cosby rumors. I got stuff to say to
Heather
Gay.
Okay.
I got stuff to say to Heather.
Okay.
It might be confirmed, but I got a couple words to speak to Heather. So we have talked about Heather Dubrow. I mean, we have so much. Darby is suing Candy. We didn't even
Katie
touch
Rost
upon it.
Back in the mix. It's nuts. Drew Sidora.
They're picking up the cameras with Atlanta. And they're picking cameras up with Sarah. We got to start doing 12 shows a week. We got to do 12 shows a week. I'll see you soon.
Bye.